The Lord bless you, heart dwellers, with his very real peace this day. I have to say I'm gaining understanding in all that we've been through together since the elections, and I'm feeling the breeze of new life blowing on our little garden. I'm grateful for the time I've had to look at what still remains to be done since the Lord brought us to the very precipice. And yet that's not quite accurate. It was the condition of the world that brought us to the very precipice. And I'm eternally grateful for the Father's mercy. My heart was a bit unsteady because yesterday I had received rhemas on unity and living in brotherly accord. I made note of that, but could not see its application. So I asked him, Lord, what is on your heart tonight? He began, My dearest, it is unity and the bond of brotherly love between brothers and sisters. Nothing pleases me more than to see my children looking out for one another, honest, humble, serving, and encouraging. When you open yourself up to the world, that is to say, your flaws, your struggles, inadequacies. The world chastises, alienates, and rejects you. Not so in heaven. In heaven, all is transparent, and love has completely washed away fault-finding, rejection, and one-upmanship. In heaven, when failures have happened, all rush to comfort and reinforce the soul's value. In the secular world, that transparency is often taken as an opportunity to make others feel lesser by touting a certain attitude of flawlessness. This hurts me to no end, he continued, because I do not condemn those who have confessed their weaknesses. I rush to their side to help them rise up and try again. Do you remember when you visited the Carmelite monastery in heaven? You were seated at the long table with all the sisters and I. When St. Faustina entered, you became first jealous, then ashamed of your jealousy. And what did she do? She rushed to your side with teary eyes and made you feel so much better by telling you of her own faults and shortcomings on earth. All the other sisters agreed, and soon your peace was restored, along with joy for having the opportunity to know such souls and to be loved by them. My children, you are not of the world. You are not to display the behavior of the world or the world's reactions to the weaknesses of your brothers and sisters. When one hurts because of their failure, you are not to lord it over them with your exclamations that you don't make such mistakes. This is the sign of weak character and the patterns of behavior you learned in the world. And further, it's not becoming of my bride in the least. Rather, I want you to do as I would do. Rush to comfort them. Be honest about your own failings. In this way, you are cementing the bond of brotherly love and not wishing to elevate yourself over another, which brings about division. The confession of your faults is both honest and loving and encourages the whole community to love one another unconditionally, even as it is in heaven. If you have sincerely left the world behind, and have come away with me to the deserted place, you will have no need of posturing or strengthening your image in the eyes of others. Rather, you will recognize a breach of brotherly love and humility and feel deeply convicted. When these things happen and you feel the need to prove yourself wiser, stronger, and more endowed than others, you are bringing with you the alienation of the world that causes division, conflict, and downfall. If this community is to be as a little heaven on earth, each of you must hold one another in the highest regard, and yourselves in the lowest. This was the posture of my mother. She genuinely saw all others as better than herself. Why? Because she was aware of the privilege she received in being born into a holy and devout family, thereby safeguarding her from the toxic attitudes of this world. She reasoned in her heart and mind that it was by divine grace that she was kept, and if not for that, she would be no better than the worst examples in her village. She saw her nothingness and was deeply humbled by the immense privilege granted her by God alone. She guarded this with the utmost care, knowing that to lose this grace was paramount to sin. Because of her penetrating self-knowledge and humility, she looked upon others as more perfect than herself, and thereby safeguarded the treasure her Heavenly Father entrusted her with. I wish for all of you to have this kind of humility. Always see one another as better than yourselves. Contemplate the goodness in another and recognize your very real and honest lack in the area where others excel. This will keep you from falling from grace and build a firm foundation of humility, which I will use to increase the virtues and gifts in your lives. When you seek to elevate and set yourself apart from others as being better, when you take on competitive posturing, I must take the time to bring you into a state of painful reality, the state of your true condition. I prefer you to discover this on your own and come to me for healing, rather than I having to acquaint you with your very real frailties and failings. So go now and build one another up. Come to the rescue of those hurting souls around you. Do not give place to the petty and toxic dynamics you left the world to get rid of. Rather, embrace the humility of my mother, who in truth made herself littler in her own eyes than any other creature on earth. To the glory of my Father in heaven. Amen.